All right, first up is Nick. Go ahead, Nick.
Okay. Hi, Scott. I wanted to ask a couple questions. Actually, a question about Zaid Wisdom. I know he's still really young here. He's been up here for a little bit more than a year now. What have you learned about him in the short time he's been here?
Well, he's obviously for an 18-year-old to come in here and play and not just play but have a big role with us. Playing on the power play, he plays with two pretty good offensive players. He's fit in well, and it's a credit to his work ethic, his attention to detail. He's shown even at the age of 18, he's probably one of the strongest guys on our team on the puck. And I've been really, really pleased with the way he's played.
Obviously, you're aware of his background. Do you think that that really has kind of driven him here, that gotten him here this quickly? Just having to work for everything, growing up really without a lot of money and just in a poor just a poor family.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he was appreciative of everything that he got, and is thankful to the people that have helped him. He's a great kid, and there's a great future in front of him.
All right, Amy.
Thank you. Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Just kind of continuing talking about some of the youth on the team. Can you describe from a coaching standpoint, particularly in the AHL, the importance of you see on your power play, you've got guys out there like Wade Allison, Tyson Forster, Tanner Lyshynski, the importance of putting them in positions that they're gonna naturally make mistakes, but are important responsibility positions at a young age to learn in the process at the face-off dot, whether it's on special teams and things of that nature, and to not only help grow their confidence, that saying that coach has confidence in me to go out in this situation, but also just honing those skills at such a young age.
Two things. They obviously have to have the ability and the talent to get the opportunity. And then the second thing being they have to be able to execute with that talent and ability and recognize the situation and reads that are presented to them. Both Tyson and Zaid have done a tremendous job with that. And, like just how they play the game has been, really impressive in how they've. Even as good as they are, how much they've improved in small areas. And I think that's part of the reason why they've been able to have success because, and when I say success here at the American League level, is because they're not just playing down to their level, they've raised their game up to our level.
Excellent. That's all I had for you tonight. Thank you.
Tony, go ahead.
Hi, Scott.
Oh.
Sure, you had to have been pleased with the first period tonight. It seemed like you guys controlled most of the period. What sort of changed in the second period there? Maybe just a couple of mental lapses, or what did you see there in the second period?
A horrible call on the high stick. I saw that pretty good. I didn't have a problem with any part of the game other than not shooting the puck. I think our team had possession throughout the whole game. The goals that they scored, like we have even number situation with the exception of I think one of them. The puck went right to them in all those situations. We were there. So it wasn't by our count, they didn't have one scoring chance that was a breakdown of this defensive zone coverage. They had one on our power play. They had two off the rush, and then they had the one that was a high stick that shouldn't have even counted. So, I really don't have a problem with the second period, and I thought the third period, other than shooting the puck, we had the puck the whole period. Obviously the last 5.5 minutes with the goalie out, the possession time that we had was great, but at some point you just have to funnel pucks to the net when you can't get the play that you're looking for, and that would be my only critique of the third period.
Did you get an explanation on the high stick call, or just that it's not reviewable this year because there are no overhead cameras, or?
Between the four of them, they didn't see it, so.
And then my only other question, Igor Zamla, I didn't see him out there most of the night. I guess that was an injury related.
Yeah, I haven't talked to the trainer yet.
That's all I had. Thank you.
Okay.
Bob, Rotruck.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, the first period, and you do pretty much everything but score. I mean, this is a nothing-nothing period, and I feel like it might have been, and there are a lot of candidates, but I feel like it might have been the best period of the year for the Phantoms.
Yeah, it was a good period, and honestly, probably the one thing that changed in the second period is you saw the lack of calls. Like Sandin goes in on a breakaway, and their guy has his arms wrapped around our guy, and you know we get the information from the referee that he made a mistake. It's not right. The guy's going in alone and can't get a shot off because, you know, we had four power plays in the first period. I don't know. It's frustrating because there was a lot of holding and I really felt like they had a hard time keeping up with us and not to discredit them, but I just really liked the way that we moved in the offensive zone and skated and moved the puck and, the last piece of that, if you're not going to get the power plays, then you've got to make sure that you're putting pucks to the net.
What about that breakaway that Zamula had?
Yeah, it was a great read by him. He saw the defenseman crossing over and couldn't manage the speed that Igor had. And it was a great, great read by him.
Not as many drop passes through center on the power play. Is this just sort of a read that the players are making, or is this sort of by design? It seems like that's been a little bit of an adjustment on the power play entry attempts.
There are reads within our power play breakout. We probably have seven different looks, and some nights the drop is there. Some nights you don't have to drop it. Some nights you pass and drop. I thought the power play, the breakouts were really good. And, you know, they made a major adjustment with their penalty kill and putting the defense in the middle of the ice with their 1-3, which I don't know the last time that they did that. And, you know, we ended up getting two breakaways out of it. So it was a good read by our defenseman to be able to take advantage of that. I don't think that's something that they've done much of. And, the read on the defenseman to take advantage of it was good.
I know you said that you didn't have many big problems on the second period, but this team has given up a lot of goals in the second, especially compared with the first and the third. Is this just a coincidence? I mean, what do we make of that?
Yeah, well, like I said, one's on our power play and one's a high stick, and you know, we have good coverage on the rush, the goal that they got where the guy got in behind Sandin. Tonight I would have to say that, I agree with you. The second period, we have given up more chances and not more chances, but more goals. But, that could have happened in the first, or it could have happened in the third, the way it played out. It's not like we got caught long changes. They're taking penalties on the power play or whatever. Like we did what we were supposed to do, and we just didn't. The bottom line is the puck ended up in the back of the net.
One more. What'd you think of Alex Lyon tonight?
Tough game for him. I don't think he had a scoring chance and only three shots in the first. Second period, even the quantity of shots weren't there, and it's kind of tough. You make a save and the puck just lays right there to the guy that is going to the net and whacks at it. And, he's not really picking a corner. He's just poking at it, and that's in the net. And lost the coverage on the other two-on-two, which, we were there, but we weren't. And then the high stick goal. So, that's the way it is. Would like to – No, the power play goal that they got went through him underneath his arm and body. And I think more times than not, he'd probably have that one. It wasn't like it was they picked a corner on it. So